We're beginning with this news about the chief medical officer who's requested a health impact assessment be carried out on proposed legislation which extends opening hours of pubs and nightclubs. Professor Breda Smith has written to the Justice Minister Helen McEntee, urging her to give consideration to carrying out the assessment. It comes weeks after the Road Safety Authority expressed concerns the passage of the Sale of Alcohol Bill would lead to an increase in road deaths. The bill would extend the opening hours of late bars to 2:30 a.m. and nightclubs to 6 a.m. So to discuss the potential positives and negatives of the proposed legislation and more besides, I'm joined now by Maurice Walsh, who's owner of Dirty Nellie's in Bunratty, and also Maeve Firmino da Silva Santos, the deputy manager of Bushy Park Addiction Treatment Centre. And you're both very welcome to the programme. Maurice, I'll get the ball rolling with yourself. Is extending opening hours of pubs and nightclubs something that you would be in favour of?
Good morning, Alan. Basically, we wouldn't really be in favour of it overall, but we do think this change needed in relation to the licensing laws. I don't think the public are really interested or convinced that opening nightclubs until 6:30 in the morning is the right route to go. It's definitely not something that would affect the west of Ireland or on the west coast, but there probably is some advantages in relation to the city, possibly Dublin, as a point, like, you know.
Yeah, and is that it, that really this is something outside of Dublin and maybe Cork or somewhere like that? Are nightclubs or pubs in Clare or elsewhere around the country really going to stay open until 6 a.m? Would there even be enough customers to keep pubs and clubs open that late? Like, would it benefit you at all to stay open Dirty Nellie's, well, yeah, to stay open until 2:30 in the morning? Do you have people who are very sad when you're kicking them out and they say they'd hang on for another few hours?
No, we don't actually. And we're very responsible down here in relation to the sale of drink and that. But what I would say is that in the past, we had about 170 nightclubs in the country. We're down to under 50 at the moment. Obviously, most of them are based in the city centres. And I mean, as I said, the public isn't behind this this bill at all. And the Vintners, and I don't like to speak for organisation, but speaking to local publicans in the West Coast here, we're not really in favour of that. But we do think there's some tweaks needed in the changes. I think common sense needs to prevail across the country in relation to this. And, you know, you have other people affected. You know, you'd be looking at what type of licensing would be required, what type of insurance cover would be required, how you would convince your staff to work those particular hours, how you try and get your customers home in relation to transport. And you'd obviously be concerned of how would it be controlled by law enforcement in relation to the Gardaí and that, you know.
And just before I go to Maeve, Maurice, like, staffing, I would imagine, would be a big issue in terms of convincing people to stay on later, and the cost, if they agree to do so, what kind of cost would it be for you, and would that outweigh what you could potentially bring in revenue by staying open later?
Yeah, I think you're right, but you know, in relation to common sense, I remember last year driving some people from Nellie's down to Limerick. They parked a car here. They were going down to the Limerick Clare match, and I dropped them off in Limerick at 10:30. And the atmosphere, you could just feel it bubbling down there between the supporters and the crack. And having alcohol available didn't hinder, and it didn't, you know, it definitely brought people into the local bars and restaurants and hotels down there. And I mean, the local pub has been a destination for all community-driven gatherings, you know. So I think common sense prevails, and where common sense comes into this, if you felt that you needed to open earlier, you needed to open later because of a sporting event or whatever the case may be, I think an application to the local authority or to the local Garda station should be sufficient, you know.
Okay, let's bring in Maeve Firmino da Silva Santos from Bushy Park at this point. Maeve, is, you know, regardless of the CMO's requested health impact assessment, and we don't know if the Justice Minister will accede to that request, is extending opening hours of pubs and nightclubs something that you and your colleagues within Bushy Park, is that something you would be in favour of?
Hi, Alan. Alan, I suppose the concern from myself and my colleagues working in the area of addiction would be that if you're giving increased access to alcohol, you're increasing the risk. You know, I think that the CMO looking for health impact, you know, is really sensible. You know, without preempting, you know, whether a health impact assessment would be done or not, and what the findings of that would say in relation to the proposed change to legislation. One thing that it would give an oversight of is if this proposed legislation change would have positive and negative health impacts for certain groups, you know. Yeah, I suppose the drinking culture in Ireland is perhaps different than in other countries or European counterparts, but If I could bring your attention to some research which the Alcohol Action Ireland has looked at in terms of the impact of increased opening hours across different European countries and internationally, there is a significant health impact, you know. So I suppose that's for us to consider here before we introduce this legislation, and hopefully the minister will do so.
It's interesting, Maeve, you say there would be an increased health impact, because I did wonder whether, you know, and naturally your initial thought would be, well, if pubs and nightclubs are staying open longer, that means there's more time for people to purchase and consume alcohol. But I did wonder if, you know, having the luxury of being able to stay in, you know, stay in a pub until 2:30 and go to a nightclub at 6 a.m. means people would be more likely maybe to pace themselves, that you may have people who they know the pub is going to close at a certain time, or when the nightclub is going to close at a certain time, when there's last orders, they're, you know, they're drinking faster because they know time isn't on their side.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I suppose it's very much down to the individual behaviours, isn't it? And maybe, you know, 8 out of 10 people could go into that pub and could drink responsibly and go home when they're, you know, regardless of what the closing hour is, go home when they're ready or feel they've had, you know, enough alcohol. That's not the case for everybody. But I suppose we're not legislating for problem drinking, or we're not legislating for people who struggle with substance misuse. But you know, it is a consideration. If I could go back to some of the European countries who had extended opening hour times, there's quite well established research that in the case of Amsterdam, for example, they did some research when they extended the alcohol outlet closing times for 1 hour. There was a 34% increase in alcohol related injuries, and likewise in Norway, where they extended closing time by 1 hour, there was a 16% increase in violent crime. So, you know, I suppose there are studies that we can look to that says, you know, people who have extended countries who have extended opening hours and the impact in terms of health and, you know, safety. Safety in our nighttime streets. So
yeah, so certainly plenty of food for thought from what you're telling us there, Maeve, and that is interesting. I just come back to you, Maurice, because a point that has been made about potentially one of the benefits of having extended pub and in particular nightclub opening hours is that when the nightclubs close or when the pubs close here in Ireland, that you have everyone, and particularly the nightclubs, you know, a bit large crowds spilling out onto the streets at roughly the same time, and that's when issues can arise. But whereas if the nightclub could stay open till 6 a.m., you know, you would imagine the majority of people might not stay that long. Some might wave the white flag at 3, 4 or 5, and people will be coming out in disparate numbers, and there's less likely to be that congregation of mass crowds who are boozed up and liable to cause trouble.
Alan, what you're saying is correct, and it is something that needs to be looked at. But you know, I'm looking at the town of Venice, which is the closest big town to us here, and The nightclub scene there has changed dramatically. We're looking at a couple of late bars, filtered by the regular bars that filter into the late bars. A lot of the issues at that time of night would be in relation to transport home and trying to get taxis and things like that. Bringing in late closing and people deciding what time they would get home possibly could have an effect, but I don't think it is. It's putting out the right signals there. You have this pre-game or pre-gaming parties before people come out now, and 60% of alcohol is consumed in the home, where there's no regularization, there's no control, there's no age limit. There are the things that I think that should be looked at. And cheap alcohol on sale is probably the biggest effect in relation to the consumption of alcohol at the moment.
Could there be an issue, Morris, with not just drink, but possibly drugs as well? I mean, we've heard stories before on the programme about how prevalent cocaine use is in Ireland. The concerns that we could see increased use of cocaine with nightclubs staying open longer, customers maybe turning to a drug like that to keep them going and keep them partying all night, for want of a better phrase?
Well, drugs are part of society now, and they're actually available all across the country, which, it's very hard. It's very hard and very difficult for the guards to manage. And the availability is there, and the price, I am told, is very cheap at the moment. But in relation to the alcohol side of things, people that are meeting up before they go out and they're pre-exempting what they're going to drink, or it doesn't matter who's pouring the drinks, and then they're coming out into a regularised environment, which could be a bar, late bar, nightclub. That drink is starting to take effect on them at that stage, and that's really a difficult one to manage.
And Maeve, that point about the potential for increased use of drugs such as cocaine, is that something you and your colleagues would be concerned about? That you may, if and when this legislation is passed and the pubs and nightclubs can stay open until 2:30 and 6 a.m. respectively, that you and your colleagues at Bushy Park and other centres like yours around the country could end up seeing a significant increase in the number of clients that you are helping?
Sure, Alan. I suppose, just to kind of take on that common sense approach as well, we know that cocaine use is incredibly commonplace. We know that, from our cocaine initiative team that it is, through every kind of strata of society now, and rural, urban and all that, and I know that that's kind of well documented locally and nationally. Absolutely. I suppose, having the accessibility of a kind of a nighttime economy until 6 a.m, it would, I'm sure there would be increased cocaine use as a result of it. Not to say that it wouldn't be happening anyways. I think the cocaine problem, and as Morris said, people are engaging in substance misuse in their own homes, so I suppose controlling the opening hours or the closing hours isn't going to stop any of that. But I think certainly there is definitely consideration there, and I would be very much supportive of just looking at this legislation from a health perspective. Like I said, some people will go to a place that's open until 6 a.m. a nightclub, and they will drink in a way that's not problematic, or they may and then there may be another person who, for them, that's just not possible. But it perhaps doesn't make a difference whether it's closed at 6 a.m. or it's closed at at 2. So there's a bit around that. But I think looking at the overall health impact on all the community, not particularly with the lens of addiction or substance misuse on, I think that would be a really useful thing to do. And I know that Alcohol Action Ireland are asking people to write to their local TDs demanding that there is a health impact assessment. So, if that's for you, maybe it's something to consider.
Okay, well, we will see if Minister McEntee accedes to that request. But my thanks to both of you for joining me on the programme this morning. Maeve Firmino de Silva Santos, their Deputy Manager of Bushy Park Addiction Treatment Centre, and Morris Walsh from Dirty Nellies in Bunratty.